Coach's Insight programs wrapping up here tonight on Care Country, getting you set for week one of high school football tomorrow night. Now we're joined by Jefferson County North head coach, that is Jeff Schneider. Coach, a lot of success in your tenure, another winning season in 2025. You guys go 8-2. Obviously, maybe not the ending that you would have wanted, but again, a very and again productive season over there at JCN for you guys in 2025.
Yeah, absolutely. Very proud of the accomplishments. Our 8-2 record, the two teams that we lost to were in the sub-state championship, and one of them played for her state championship. So I thought we had a terrific year, a lot of success. I thought a lot of our players progressed throughout the course of the season, and that was the reason for the success. The one thing I'm very proud of with our program is when we can continue to stack winning seasons on top of each other. So I think that builds your tradition, and I think there's a lot of pride with our players with that.
Yeah, now 10 winning seasons in the 11-year tenure, and, rightfully so, should be some expectations here in 2026. You bring back a lot of talent from a year ago. I feel like the league is a little bit more open, maybe so, than years past, with Jackson Heights having to rebuild and replace a lot of talent. You look at a team like Riverside, who busted out last year. They have a young core coming in, but replacing a lot of bodies, so it just feels like the league might be a little more wide open, but top to bottom, pretty good this season.
Yeah, I think the top of our league has been tremendous the last several years. We've had a lot of teams make deep playoff runs. You just mentioned a lot of them there, but I think it's pretty salty throughout. I think it's very competitive. I think it definitely sharpens you up when you head into the district and into the postseason. So, yeah, I've been very proud of the accomplishments of our league for the last several years. We've got a lot of players coming back. We're a little bit older than what we've been the last couple of years. We played pretty young, but with our junior and our senior class, played a lot of those guys when they were freshmen and sophomores, and our numbers a little bit more balanced throughout all the grades. A lot of snaps, so we're hoping to rely on that experience this season.
Well, let's talk about some returners on either side of the ball. Really, a lot of these kids going to play both ways. But you look at maybe a new quarterback here with Brody Van Dyke stepping in. It's a kid that's been playing varsity football since his freshman year, but at wide receiver. He's a very good athlete, multi-sport athlete. You got some good running backs returning with Merrick Knoll and Knox Heston, good bodies up front. You're returning four starters along the offensive line and good skill position players, as well as really you guys compared to other teams in the league. You got a very good core and experienced group coming back. Talk about that and just kind of the leadership that group has taken on.
Well, I was going to start exactly where you said with the leadership. I think our summer weight program, our attendance was outstanding. Every bit as good as what it's ever been. And then when we get to camp and you start looking at faces and they're all familiar, it was tremendous. I think every year we had five really good seniors last year, and they gave great leadership as well. I think the thing that I've seen with us, with so many guys playing over the last couple of years and kind of coming up through the system, is we're getting leadership not just from the seniors, we're getting it from a lot of our positions. We have a very large junior class as well, a lot of guys with snaps there too, so a lot of those guys that we're leaning on. You just mentioned a couple there with Brody and Knox as well, but I mean, we've talked about this with the players. Every year you're going to graduate somebody, and every year you got to replace them, and nobody has to do it alone. We're trying to get all 11 to shoulder some of that burden, and we're trying to spread it around a little bit. I think we are balanced. I think we have a lot of things. I think we have some potential. We just got to work hard to try to maximize that.
Talking with Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider. A couple more minutes here on our Coach's Insight program. Well, let's kind of dive into the schedule and get your thoughts on the opener with Riverside tomorrow night. That game time pushed back because of the weather. We'll get your thoughts on that as well. But obviously still in Class 1A, no class change for you guys. The district, you look at the back half of the season, Oski familiar with that opponent, Donovan West, McLeod, Atchison County. So in regards to the district and just how the back half of the schedule shakes out for you guys.
Well, starting with week one, Riverside they really are, like you said, they busted out last year. Deep playoff run for them. They had a veteran group. I remember playing against those guys when the senior class last year when they were young, and you could see them mature physically as well as everything else throughout the course of their careers. The one thing that I know from our program is we've had some of those deep playoff runs, and I do think it builds your confidence for the following year. I do think it creates the expectation of success. And I think that's where their program is. I think Coach Payton's done a terrific job with that. I'm sure he's preaching much the same message. So this should be a very tough week one opponent, no doubt. If you look, our schedule did change a little bit throughout the districts. You talked about Riverside moving up. Well, ACCHS dropped down. They've competed well at that at the 2A level. Now they're dropping into 1A. I mentioned McAuliffe. I don't know if they lost anybody.
Bring back all 22 starters.
Yeah, that's what I would have guessed. Donovan West, a brand new opponent for us. Don't really know much about them at this point in time. I have to learn them throughout the course of the season. Oski game is they're a 2A, so that's kind of our bye week. But you don't want to get lost in that in the middle of the districts. New coach there as well, and I think their senior class is tremendous athletes. You've got Moore Hill. They seem to always have tremendous size. And always have some athletes that can run. So a lot of good things. And Pleasant Ridge, I think, is a team on the rise, to be honest with you, as well, too. So, and Horton has always got big size. So you look throughout our schedule, it's got a lot of hills you got to climb. So we just talk to our players every week about, 1-0. Let's try to put our best effort into Friday night. And you do that by your prep. You do that by taking every opponent seriously, and you do that by putting the work in. You've got to do that on a daily basis so that you don't become stagnant. We have to progress throughout the season, and we did that, I thought, maybe a little ahead of what I thought we would have last year. So we want to pick up right where that is and carry that baton.
Yeah, even the lower. Yeah, for sure, and even the lower level teams in terms of the standings last year, we've talked about them again, just making improvements and kind of just creating more depth amongst the league. Like McLeod, again, all 22 starters back, Moore Hill, they got a brand new coach. Talked to him the other day. He's seems like they got a good thing going over there at Moore Hill. And Ridge had a 3-1 improvement last year as well.
Yeah. Well, and they've got a lot of those programs you're talking about. They have one of a couple things for sure. They either have tremendous size or they have the kind of the up and coming, like what we mentioned with us, a lot of younger players are going to continue to make those strides over the course of their careers. So I think our schedule is tough. I think the road through to success, you have to put in the time and the hard work. So that's why we try to keep this focus small, so you focus on the task ahead.
Finally, Coach, last thing before we get you out of here, we always appreciate it. We'll have this game tomorrow night on our sister station, KNZA 103.9 FM, but you guys are going to be hosting Riverside, so we'll have that on our airwaves. We talked about Riverside. They're having to replace a lot, but it sounds like that eighth grade, kind of that younger core group, is very solid. They're expecting a lot from some freshmen and sophomore this year, but they still got some good upperclassmen as well. This is a very challenging game here in week one, certainly a big one in the league, but keys, expectations, what do you want to see from your team tomorrow night?
Well, I think week one always presents its challenges because you're from season to season, you're always, you're inserting people into the new starting lineup. So they are doing that, but they lost a lot, but they had a lot to choose from as well, too. A lot larger roster than most of the teams we're going to play. I think they've got tremendous size coming back. You talk about the younger guys, but I think they still have a lot of older guys that are good players that are names that are going to be mentioned a lot as we get throughout the course of the season and into the postseason for awards. So very tough matchup. We try to keep things, like I said, a small focus, one snap at a time, one week at a time, those sort of things. Been tough to prep with the weather the way it's been, but we've been we hope that you can rely on, like I said, experience. Hope you can rely on a little bit of the work you put in over the summer. And then week one is, I think it also just brings a lot of excitement. I think you've been working, and it's time to play a game. And we're looking forward to the opportunity, especially week one at home. I think it creates even more of an energy buzz. And across the state, it's, I think everybody would say it's time to get something started. So
yeah, no doubt.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. And much like a lot of other games, not just in our area, but in the state, start time pushed back a little bit, 7:30 for the start time tomorrow night. JCN hosting Riverside, as we mentioned, we'll have that on our sister station, 103.9 KNZA. Jeff Schneider joining us, JCN head coach. Always appreciate your time, good sir. Looking forward to the broadcast tomorrow night. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Hey, sounds great. Appreciate your time.